Well, it's a very nice midweek meeting at Bendigo today, and the horse who carries the most interest is a first starter trained by Mick Price called Plato, goes around in race number 3. He's a half to Group 1 winners Vancouver and Just Mehmet. It's great to have a chat to Mick Price. Good morning, Mick. How are you going?
Good, Mike. Yourself, mate?
I'm very well. Now, you're a man who doesn't really feel pressure, but when you've got a $1.5 million colt heading to the track for his first start, is there a little bit more tenseness or nervousness about its debut?
Yeah, look, there's expectations the horse is going to go well. You're trying to manage his career as a colt. So I think he's, as I said to a couple of the guys, you know, you can't hide them once they're ready, and they've had the good prep and done trials, and they've been given a bit of time, and they're ready to go. Well, then they're ready. They've got to step out and do the job. So he's ready to go. He's been, funny horse, he's a very relaxed colt. It's taken a while to get him a little bit fitter. You know, he's a very strong-bodied horse. But when we put the blinkers on him, he responded really well. He's a colt that's been just working in company, and I think he's just been having a chat to his buddies along the run through. But when we put the blinkers on, he was a lot more competitive with them. So, yeah, look, he's got the blinkers on today, and I think he's run very well.
Well, he impressed in a recent jump out, and I know with 2-year-olds, a lot of first starters in the race, it's hard to get a guideline, but are you expecting him to be the one to beat today?
Look, he only has to run in the first three to sort of meet expectation of ours. You know, obviously I want to see him win, and, you know, he's fit enough to win. He's fit enough to sort of be very competitive. I would say, though, he's a pretty solid horse, and there's definitely fitness to come. If he was to win, it gives me a win and a bit of prize money, a bit of rating on him. So I'd probably give him a breather. But, look, we'll just assess him after the event. But for sure, if he has a nice run in the race, I expect him to kick and finish thereabouts in the money somewhere.
You buy Piero. Have you got many other Pieros? What do you make of them?
Yeah, look, I think they're nice horses. We've got a few of them. They're taking a bit of time. I think you have to remember that Piero himself was out of a Darshan mare, and it's all that time pedigree sort of thing. I know Piero himself was up and going as a 2-year-old, but you know, they're all different. We like them. I've got some nice colts and fillies there that haven't raced yet, so it should be good.
Is this a spring horse in your mind?
That's what we need him to be, with that pedigree, and look, certainly in the middle of June, if he was to win, he gets a chance to have a break and then improve into the spring for sure. So that's what we're aiming at.
Good luck today, Mick. Just quickly before the weekend, what have you got going around on Saturday? Anything we should follow?
Oh, mate, I'll have a look at the fields, but a nice 2-year-old filly called Royal Disguise. She needs to draw a gate in the 1400. I don't think I'll be running Epic Moment. Will go to the Friday meeting, I think. So probably not a lot of joy at Flemington for us this weekend.
All right. Good luck today, Mick.
No worries. Thanks, Mike.
Mick Price is...